Newcastle's best music, 105.3 New FM. There's Pink with Trustful live in the studio from the Newcastle Jockey Club. The CEO, Dwayne Dowell. How are you?
Yeah, good, Joel. How are you?
Mate, very well. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to New FM.
Yeah, looks great.
Mate, what's happening at the race club these days?
Oh, look, this is probably our quietest time of the year, but it's starting to ramp up. No secret that our biggest time of the year is from August through to Boxing Day, but we've got some... We still race every second or third Saturday, so there's always opportunities to come to the races.
I think you were saying you have races like, is it 20 times a year?
22 Saturdays
out of the year.
22 Saturdays and a Sunday, then a few during the week, and that's one of our next ones as well. Thursday, the 30th of March, we've got Provincial Midway Championship qualifier, and for the people that follow racing, the championship start at Royal Randwick on the 1st and 8th. It's a two-week carnival, and that's when the best horses in Australia and some from around the world. Some are coming from as far away as the UK and Japan this year, so it'll be high-class racing at Randwick for those two weekends.
It'll be bigger than last weekend.
Absolutely.
Bigger than the supercars getting around.
Yeah, that's right. And look, even this weekend we've got the Golden Slipper, so that's the richest two-year-old race in the world for two-year-olds, and the winner of that race, if it's a colt, is probably worth $20 or $30 million as a stallion for his breeding career down the track. So big stakes this weekend as well.
Worth getting into that. You're going to have a tip for that?
Why not?
Look, you're going to follow that. We'll do it next. All the tipping we'll do next.
Yep,
okay?
Sounds good.
Mate, the football concussion rule has just come out, the new rule, about 11 days. So if you get a Category 1 concussion in the NRL, 11 days, how does that sit with you?
I think it sounds pretty good and sensible. All the media officers around, the players, I think are very supportive of it. And I get worried that in years to come, how's our game going to survive if we don't put these in place? And we've seen what's happened in America with gridiron and those class actions. And
now it's happening in the AFL.
The AFL as well. So I think it's a proactive approach, and that's all you can do to for the survival of the NRL. These steps have to be taken.
Yep. Is it something that's creeping into your industry, the jockeys? Do they talk about this?
Jockeys don't fall off horses that often, so it's not something that's very repetitive for them. But certainly when they do fall off, the consequence of them falling off can be pretty serious, and concussions and breaks of bones are probably the common injuries that come from jockeys that fall off at high speed. They're travelling at 60 plus k's an hour, so...
They don't fall off at Newcastle.
No, not very often,
and
thankfully.
That track is just so soft and lush.
Well, it's a nice sand track. It is probably a little bit softer than most.
They just go straight up. Now, a lot of people will be concerned about your welfare because you're not a Newcastle Knights supporter.
No, I'm not, and I haven't had my roof rocked in Newcastle yet. People might not know, but I'm a Parramatta fan. Newcastle are my second team now. But I've grown up in the Hunter Valley all my life, grew up in Dungog, and then moved up to Muswellbrook, Scone area, and only been in Newcastle for 18 months. And you certainly get swept up in the support for the Knights, no matter how good or bad they're going.
Definitely.
They definitely get the support, and you certainly can get swept up in that, that's for sure.
The reason I bring this up, because you're a Parramatta fan,
yes.
And tonight Parramatta play Manly. And every time Manly and Parry go head-to-head, it reminds me of this. Remember this Tui's ad?
The Tui's ad, of course.
Now, this is, I'm going back.
80s.
80s, early.
Yeah. Parra's well ahead, but the gap starts now. Manly's coming back. Seems like the Tui has
cool, I reckon.
Back in the days of Kenny and Sterling and Ray Price and...
Eric Groth on the wing.
Yeah. Don't worry, I can't remember those Manly players. I didn't follow them.
They didn't like the ad because they lose.
<That's right>. Exactly.
Which I hope is what happens tonight.
The memories, Joel. Parramatta, three premierships in a row, and doesn't get happen very often, and Penrith have got that chance.
Here we go,
year.
This is where you win. Oh. Now I feel like a Tui's. The old Tui's at Manly and Parramatta.
I'm sure it'll get played tonight on the telecast.
All right, hang around because we're going to get Dwayne's tips of round three. That will be coming up next. It's 105.3 New FM.